Got some nuts I can't untie. Scared to take it down the step without falling. Don't know if it's me I hate, or all found of choices that I have made. So desperate for a hope, but I can't stop myself from running. Get wasted or hide away. After 25 years of my day, it ain't bitter age. Just dry your tears. There's more to life. Prove now you're worth a damn when you've always been good. We know. Sweat of my sobriety of those nights I spent face-lying. The madness that lingers, the strength of the stranger, this kernel or not, and this growing weary face. The fingerprints of innocence, now a selfish life. The time's grown now to feel sorry for yourself. I spent so long with my own in two hands. After 25 years of my jaded. Not everyone's trying to hurt you. Prove that you're worth a damn when you've always been good. We know.
This is the Midwest Punks podcast, back again.
Welcome back, Carl.
Yep, always nice to be in the studio, and we've been sharing some really awesome music lately, I feel like, and a lot of cool news, and things are starting to kind of pick up again.
Yeah.
You know, nice weather's
seen
coming.
A lot of shows being scheduled.
Yeah,
and things.
Yeah, so we're going to keep that going, and appreciate everybody tuning in, and you can find us on Facebook at, just search Midwest Punks Podcast. On Facebook, find us on there. Reach out to us through that. You can also get to the website, midwestpunks.com, and that takes you to Lakeshore Public Radio's website, which is Brian and I both work for Lakeshore Public Media, and we're able to record out of the studios here. And so you can listen to some past episodes, check out some of the other shows the station has, and
always donate there.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. This is a nonprofit public radio station, so donations are great. And just make sure to include a comment that you enjoy the Midwest Punks. So that would help us out. Well, Brett, we opened the show there with a band that I've been playing a couple times on the show, I feel like. But we were talking while it was playing. I just can't turn these guys off now. It's like I discovered them pretty recently, I think. And I don't even remember how I did. That's a band called Days and Days. And it's DaysnDaze. Days and Days, and they have a ton of music out there, and they're actually going to be playing at Reggie's in Chicago. So far, it's scheduled for October 9th and 10th. There's a Moonrunners Music Festival 9, and they are like the headlining band there. It's a two-day thing. There's a lot of other bands there. I didn't really recognize. I think it's more in this kind of like folk punk genre.
Sure.
So I'm not really familiar with it, and I didn't recognize any of the bands, but I was like, there's a lot of cool bands to check out now.
Yeah.
So get ready to hear some of them.
How many days is that, the festival?
9th and 10th, so it's a two-day thing at Reggie's, October 9th and 10th. So hopefully that gets to go on, because I would definitely go on the day that they're playing. I would love to see those guys. So, but that's they're a band they formed in 2008. Whitney Flynn and Jesse Sendejas are the two singers you hear. Between 2008 and 2020, they have 9 albums and a few splits, and they put on 2 music festivals every year in Texas, and they do a lot of stuff for like animals and people in need. A lot of, you know, the causes that they support. They're currently on Fat Records and Fat Records. I always feel like I say that wrong. They do a lot of touring with some big bands, NOFX, and a lot of other big names. And a lot of their music is just so good. They have a couple songs that aren't radio appropriate. If you check them out, check out Flurry Rush for sure. That song was off of their Show Me the Blueprints album that released May of 2020. And that song was called Ditches. And that song and a lot of their other songs are about overcoming addiction and facing sobriety and dealing with everything that comes with that. So it's you know, real powerful lyric stuff that they've been through and they're dealing with. So really cool when a band has a story like that. And
good message.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely recommend checking out Days and Days, and I'm sure I'll keep playing some songs here and there. Especially as we get closer to that October festival. Hopefully that continues to go on. So, well, Brent, I know we got a lot of good music again to try and get to. So I'll turn it over to you. What do you got first on the list?
I think a fitting song to start off here would be the Illuminati Hotties, if you're familiar with them.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. I ran across them. I just happened to find them on a playlist, and I dig in what they're doing, so... Yeah, there. If anybody out there is not familiar, did you say? Were you going to say something? Are you familiar?
No, I was just trying to remember how I because they're on Hopeless Records.
Yeah,
I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They just started with Hopeless.
Yeah, and so did one of our other favorites, Sincere Engineer. So I think that's where I remember seeing their music when I checked out her newest video. So
yeah, she actually has her own. I think it's like a joint thing she's doing with Hopeless, but she has her own label she's starting, and it's called Snack Shack Tracks. She's going to be starting her own label. Anyway, she had some problems with her former label, which was Tiny Engines. And last year she had released like a free, the album was called Free Illuminati's Hotties. This is not the one you've been waiting for. And it was apparently some sort of thing that she, to get her out of her contract with them, she created this and they get the royalties on that album. And so it's kind of her last album with them, I think. But anyway, she created Illuminati Hotties. That's the singer, Sarah Tudson. And she, back in 2017, she was writing a lot of songs and just needed a place to showcase them. So she created Illuminati Hotties. And so far they have five releases, according to Discogs. And that's two albums, one single, an EP, and a couple miscellaneous things out there. But... since her falling out, with Tiny Engines, she started her own label and did this thing with Hopeless. And she is releasing an album soon. I'm not sure what the date is exactly. But there's a track that she released called Mua Ya Ya. I'm guessing that's how you would pronounce it. It's very long. It
sounded right to me, based on the spelling you got here.
Yeah. So it's a pretty good track. I'm digging it. And I would... highly recommend checking out anything else you'd see by them, because it's pretty good.
And if you go to look for this one, you'll recognize it when you see the name of that song.
Oh yeah, definitely, you can't miss it.
Yeah, cool. All right, well let's give it a listen.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
right. That was the Illuminati Hotties with
Close enough.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, that was cool. And again, she's kind of got her own thing going, but also on Hopeless Records, so you can find some videos on Hopeless Records YouTube page and, you know, on her Bandcamp and stuff, I'm sure. So make sure you check that out.
Yeah, I'm digging them for sure. Dive into more of what they've got.
Yeah, and you said she's got her. How does she describe her genre?
Tender punk. Okay. Yeah, so apparently that's the softer side of punk.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Well, definitely have to check out more of what she's got. And kind of fitting, I will ask if we can jump to Mobina Galore is on my my playlist. And they are what they describe themselves as a vocally aggressive power chord punk duo. So it's two women, Jenna Priestner, she plays guitar and she sings, and then drummer Marcia Hansen, drums and sings. So it's the two of them. They formed in 2011. They're from Winnipeg, Canada, and they have three full-length albums, the most recent of which is Don't Worry, which was released in September of 2019. This song is from that album, but they've been kind of, you know, releasing some new takes of it and some acoustic stuff in the meantime, because obviously they haven't been able to get around. They actually, on their...
just like everybody, yeah.
Yeah, on their website, they have like a little blog that pops up, and the last entry was from like February or March, I think, and it just said, hey, we're still here, we're still alive, we're just waiting. So, they actually, and I of course, it's rough for them because this album came out late September 2019. They had a little documentary that they put together about the making of this album. You can find the link on their website, MobinaGalore.com, MobinaGalore, MobinaGalore.com. And so they're pumping this album up and probably trying to put together a tour to promote it the following year, and then, like everything else, COVID. So definitely show them some love and check out their stuff and keep an eye on, you know, on them getting around and touring. I know that it looked like they did a lot of touring and they got, you know, around in the U.S. a lot too. So definitely check them out. But the song is called Escape Plan. And like I said, it's off their 2019 release, Don't Worry. So let's give it a go.
All right, here we go. I'll always run.
Track me.
All right, that was Mobina Galore with Escape Plan, and that was off their 2019 album, Don't Worry. So check them out, their website, mobinagalore.com. They got a band camp, they're on Facebook, all that stuff, and hopefully they start being able to come around and come this way so we can check them out. But I really their music's really cool. Seems like they have a lot of fun.
It's good.
They're like I said, they describe themselves as a vocally aggressive power chord punk duo. So I dig it. So I'll turn it back to you, Brian. What do you got next on your list?
Next I'm going to play a band that I've been getting into called the Viagra Boys.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
No.
They're a Swedish post-punk band from Stockholm. Okay. It started around 2015. In 2018 they released their first album. It was called Street Worms, and it got a lot of praise. Critics were all going crazy for it. And then in 2019, it won the Independent Music Company Association's Album of the Year Award.
Wow.
So album one got them an award. So that's pretty cool. I think these guys are all veteran musicians. They had a whole list of bands that I'd never heard of that they were all in. So, but either way, what they're doing sounds great. I dig the sound. It's a song we're going to play is off of their second album, which is called Welfare Jazz, and that was released in January of this year.
Okay.
Yeah. And the song is titled Ain't Nice. So
nice. Okay, cool. Yeah,
well, a pretty decent video on YouTube you can check out, and I would say check these guys out. They're pretty great. So
let's hear it.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back. right. That was the Viagra Boys with Ain't Nice off their recent album, Welfare Jazz.
Cool. Yeah, and that just came out January, you said, 2021. Yep, so real recent, and hopefully they get to do a little bit of promoting too.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
You know, last time we covered some bands that were playing at Riot Fest. That's something we'll probably do more of once more bands get released and stuff like that. But hopefully things start kind of coming back. So yeah. Kind of locally here, we have Festival of the Lakes, which is going to be coming up. They're releasing their lineup. You know, REO Speedwagon and the OJs, and then we got Limp Bizkit and Snoop Dogg. So, you know, wide variety there. And a Latin band they just released today, I think. So, stuff's starting to happen. Hopefully it keeps going and everything stays well. So, we'll jump back over to my list. Next, I got Face to Face. So, kind of an old school punk band, 1991. They formed in Southern California. Split up in 2004, but they reunited in 2008 and been playing since. And they're celebrating 30 years together this year. So
they've been
promoting that a lot on Facebook. They're offering a lot of 30% off their merch and stuff like that. So go check that out if you're a fan. They are signed to Fat Records and Fat Records. God, always messing me up. It's because the CK sound was right at the end and the beginning.
And the W, Rec. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're on Fat Records now, and they have 12 studio albums, including Standards and Practices Volume 2, which came out in 2020. Volume 1 had come out back in 1999. So 21 or so years later, they came out with Volume 2 of Standards and Practices. This song that I'm going to play, though, is off of a 2016 album called Protection. And they just kind of re-released this song in quarantine style last June. So it's like, you know, they all recorded parts of it, kind of like we played a few bands that have done that so far. I know the Bad Cop had like a quarantine video where they had fans pulling stuff. And there's been a couple other bands that have done that. So check it out if you get on Facebook and follow Face to Face. But let's listen to See If I Care.
All right, here we go.
Nothing to it but clean.
All right, that was Face to Face, and the song was called See If I Care. It was off their 2016 album Protection, and they just released a new music video for that on their YouTube page, and they do have a new album that they came out with in 2020 called Standards and Practices Volume 2, so check that out. They've been making music for 30 years together, so...
It's crazy. Still sounds the same after 30 years.
Yeah, I know. They stuck to it for sure, so check them out. Show them some love. And, Brian, I will turn it back over to you.
All right. I got a song I'm pretty excited about here. New Naked Ray Gun. Anytime that happens.
Oh, yeah. That's been definitely your jam.
31 years since they've made a new album. So I can't.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Right. But, so anyway, they had a new song drop for an album that's supposed to come out in spring. That's all they're saying. So There's no date yet. But they did drop a song. So that's always a good sign that it's coming soon. But, yeah, so if you're not familiar with Naked Ray Gun, they are from the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago. They started playing around 1980, and they were initially active until 1992, and then the band kind of split off, and people went and played different things, and kind of around 2006, they reformed, got back together. But, so they're releasing this album. This is the first album in 31 years, and it's... off of Wax Trax Records, and we're gonna listen to the song that they dropped. It's a video that's out, and so it's the band playing on a rooftop somewhere, I'm assuming in Chicago, and they're all wearing gas masks. It's a song called Living in the Good Times, and it's all about pandemic time. It's a pretty good song, and I'm pretty excited to hear some new Ray Gun. So.
Yeah, some Naked Ray Gun, Chicago band.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. right. That was Naked Ray Gun with Living in the Good Times, coming up on the new album that's coming out here soon enough.
Sounds good after a 31-year hiatus of release. I mean, they've been making music, though, right? Like, they've been
touring
and doing all that stuff. They just didn't really put together an album kind of thing.
Jeff, the singer Jeff Pizzotti, he's got the Bomb. He's done stuff with that in the meantime. And he just did a solo album when we were trying to get him on. He actually was supposed to call in and... he's doing like a raccoon rescue, and I think those things are just driving him crazy. So last time he sent me a picture, there was like 30 of them in his house.
You know, that sounded good, man. So definitely excited to see when that album comes out for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, I got two more bands on my list. So we can start with a little Off With Their Heads. They are a band that formed in Minneapolis in 2002. They a lot of times they have a rotating lineup of players because some of the members kind of take off to tour with other bands and things like that. But the singer and guitarist Ryan Young said it helps keep the band fresh with some new people playing here and there. To date, they have 50 releases, and it's 9 studio albums, 33 singles and EPs, and 8 compilations. I think we've played them on the show before, and I stole that from whenever we had them on here before. So that little 50 releases, though, that's pretty crazy. And this track is called Clear the Air. It's actually off their 2013 album Home, and I've seen them on Live from the Rock Room, is where they have a lot of music on there, and realized how much they actually have when you go looking back at their stuff. So they're a pretty cool band, a lot of high energy in their performance and stuff like that. So they had a music video for this song, but the Live from the Rock Room kind of has that live sound to it. So I definitely enjoy hearing that every chance I get now.
Yeah, like those Live from the Rock Room shows are awesome.
Yeah.
I love them.
Exactly. And giving everybody a little taste of live music again. So let's listen to Clear the Air from Off With Their Heads.
All right, here we go.
I wanted to tell you, I wanted to share some important details that you're not aware of. Want you to listen, want you to care. I'll choke to death if I don't clear the air. It's not a secret that I obsess. Then I get angry and then I get stressed. And you can't imagine, you can't compare. No frame of reference, so then you get scared. Doing my best, I'll make you see. It's not your fault when I beg and I plead. And it's much easier just to go back to sleep. Gotta find a place to start because I'm falling apart.
Falling apart.
share important details that you're not aware of. Want you to listen, want you to care. Well, I'll choke to death if I don't clear the air right.
And that was Off With Their Heads with Clear the Air. Like I said, high energy with that band for sure. And that was, they have a lot of music out there, so check them out. And they've been pretty active on Facebook and stuff too, so hopefully they'll be telling us where they're going to be playing next. But I'll jump to my next band, Brian, and then I know you got a little something special to play at the end that we'll get to. So the next band that I got is Direct Hit. So they're another region band, Midwest band. They're from Milwaukee. They formed in 2007, and they have a five-person lineup in the band, and that does include Devin Kay, which we've played Devin Kay in The Solutions quite a bit on here, and they're a really cool band. He seems like a really fun guy to be around, and he makes some good music, so their music videos speak to that. And Direct Hit is currently signed again to Fat Records, and they have four full-length albums that they've released. That includes, and then also several EPs, and they've done a ton of touring. They've even gone like over to Europe and stuff like that too. I think on their website they outlined everything, so they get around, and you can tell they enjoy making their music. So they've been playing together, like I said, since 2007, and they've been putting out new music during this pandemic and everything going on. They've even just been like resharing some live videos from old shows. They've got some kind of behind the scenes stuff on their Facebook and all that. So if you want to check out some of their stuff, find them on YouTube. Their tag is Direct Hit Sucks.
Nice.
Yeah. But I want to play the song Never Gonna Die from Direct Hit. So let's go.
All right, here we go.
Your universe, the ones and zeros, circles and plans.
If you couldn't tell from the end chorus there, that song was called Never Gonna Die. Mm-hmm. And that was by Direct Hit. So Midwest band there. Make sure to check them out. They make some awesome music. They've made a lot of music over the years. And they have some side projects you can kind of go down a rabbit hole with. So check them out. Direct Hit. And Brian, I'll turn it over to you now. I know you got a couple songs that are in a unique genre for you.
Yeah, I keep running into Japanese punk bands, and mm-hmm. I've never really dug into anything, really. I mean, mm-hmm. a few bands here and there I've heard, but...
I know it's a big culture over
there. Yeah, it is. For sure. After digging into it, I'm finding a lot of bands, and a lot of the stuff is related to like a lot of anime, stuff like that. Yeah. You'll see a lot of these bands are kind of doing their thing, but they... we'll get invited in to do mm-hmm. a show or do a song for a show or something. Yeah. But the first band I wanted to start with is called Car Thief School. They are a post-hardcore trio from Sapporo, Japan. And they have one album that was released on February 24th of 2021, so not long ago.
Yeah.
And it's on Transduction Records, and it's titled, it's self-titled, Car Thief School. If you're looking for these guys anywhere online, they don't put any spaces in their name. So it's all one word, Car Thief School. Put it on Spotify or whatever if you're looking for them. That's how they spell it out. So, but yeah, you can find them on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp. This album is anyway. But yeah, I wanted to play a track off of this album that they have out, and it is titled House. So yeah, check it out.
Cool.
Tell us what you think.
Let's hear some Japanese punk.
All right.
Car Thief School.
Here we go.
Mother, I got it.
All right, that was Car Thief School with House.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
A little taste of Japanese music and Japanese punk music.
Yeah, and I like the Tetris song at the end there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and we got, you got more for us too.
Yep,
so.
I got a couple more here. Cool. This is one that we have to give some props to Jose Rodriguez. He is producer, he helped us out producing our show here, and he is also the host of the Region Nerd Alert.
Yep.
So,
awesome podcast you can find on the website when you go to MidwestPunks.com. Yep. Just click around, look for Region Nerd Alert.
Yeah, in the music section. Yeah. But yeah, this is a band that he told me about. The name is Melt Banana. Hmm. And they are a Japanese noise rock band that is out of, I don't know where they're out of, sorry. They're a noise rock Japan. Band that is known for playing extremely fast grindcore and noise music mixed with experimental electronica and pop-based song structures.
Okay.
But they formed around 1992, and the band has released 10 albums since and toured worldwide extensively. Pretty sure that they've been around Chicago before. I've seen the name, not 100% sure. Mm. I've never seen them live or anything, but I was talking to Jose, and he said, you should check these guys out for sure if you're going to do any sort of Japanese music. They do not disappoint. That's for sure. But yeah, so I dug into like a little bit of the history of the band. And in 2007, Melt Banana recorded a song called Haircat. It's 'cause the wolf is a cat. It's a for a series called Perfect Hair Forever. It was on Cartoon Network as the Adult Swim lineup. But yeah, so like I said, a lot of these bands will make songs. That's how they get to the U.S. Yeah. You hear them through these shows and things like that. But yeah, according to Discogs, they have 44 total releases.
Wow.
But I don't know how many albums that says 10 on their thing, but some of those albums might be comps and things, but there's something about 12 albums or so on there. So there might be a few since the notes have been updated on the Wikipedia that we were looking at. So anyway, I digress. Back to the band is... has this album called Bambi's Dilemma. It was an EP that they did in 2007, and I want to play a track off of there called Cracked Plaster Cast.
All right. Sounds good, man. Let's check it out.
Here we go. That's Melt Banana with Crack Plaster Cast off of their Bambi's Dilemma EP.
Some fast music, man. I want to check out, see them playing if they're
pretty awesome.
Moving it that fast, or are they moving it up that fast? Yeah. After they record it. Pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That song actually goes on for another 2 minutes, but yeah.
Yeah, you get the gist of that one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so you got one more, and it'll be the last song we're going to play out with. So again, just, you know, follow us on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast, and then go to our website, MidwestPunks.com, check out past episodes, make your way over to Region Nerd Alert, check out Jose's show, it's really awesome, and you know, check out everything else the station plays. So, Brian, who's the last artist you got for us today?
The last artist is Teen Generate.
Okay.
They are another Japanese punk band from Tokyo. On their Bandcamp page, I believe it was, it said it was born from the ashes of American soul spiders.
Mm. So, okay.
Active in the mid-90s. These guys are known for their fun garage punk kind of style and their sense of humor. And most of their songs have incomprehensible English lyrics.
You listen to a lot of Tim Armstrong from Rancid, you can't make out
pretty much, right? Either, so. Yeah, but these guys actually had a song called "My GTO." It was used in a 2000 film called "Wild Zero," and it was directed by Tetsuro Takuchi. Mm-hmm. It's a film about a legendary Japanese garage rock band called Guitar Wolf. And they have to fight a race of aliens focused on destroying Earth with an army of zombies. So
cool.
Yeah. Anyway, these guys have 4 albums, 17 singles and EPs, and 2 comps for a total of 23 releases. And the track we're going to listen to is off of their 2013 album, Get More Action, titled Dressed in Black.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the music. And
we'll see you next time.
Yep. Enjoy some Teen Generate.
Go! That's it, bro! Let's go!